Shin Nun Gimel Sifalis. Shnei Batim v'shnei Tidei L'shusarabim. Two houses, each one is on the other side of the L'shusarabim, facing one another. Vein Shalav and Echad. They belong to one person. Osho Shnayim v'Irvu only made an area between the two of them. In Shnei Shovim, to the same height. Mutal Lizrok Mizel is there. You let it throw from one to the other. So the reason why we need this Erev here is because there is no Erev, you're not allowed to throw from one half to the other, considered to be Shriyas, because there's a lack of Erev. Forget about the Shusarabim. It is an Erev, so there's no problem of transferring from one Shus to the other. We have another problem of that you have a Shusarabim between them. But we're talking about a case where they're not on the first floor, but they're one floor up at least, so they're more than 10 Tfachim above Shusarabim. Therefore, the ear space between the two of them does not have a status of Shusarabim. Because anything above 10 Tfachim and Shusarabim is a Mokum Tur. So therefore, the lattice row from one to the other. But if they're not the same height, one is higher than the other, you cannot throw because you have to be have very good aim to get to the other person, and there's a shash where you're not going to have a good shot, and it's going to fall to the ground, and you come to carry. Even that situation, which you may not get to your destination, it will fall to the ground, but if it's a kli, that will break. When it falls to the ground, pottery, glass, and the like, there's no problem, because once it falls and breaks, you're not going to pick it up anyway. If the rishus between these two houses is only a rishus ram tirabonin or karmel, then they didn't make this, they permit you to throw from one to the other, even if one is higher than the other. If you have what they call here in Israel a merpeset sticking out to the Rishus HaRabim, sticking out of the house, some type of balcony, a porch on the second story. Yeah. The mala me asor. So this porch is more than 10 tefachim above the ground. The yeshbo aval ava, and this has dimensions of 4x4 tefachim, which is dimensions of Rishus. And to get to there, you could get to, through the window in the house. There's a window that has to open to this porch. So, what's the halacha? Shtam shemalov, you're allowed to use it. What is the status of Rishus? So the Mishabruz says, if the chalon, this window was open directly into this area of this balcony, since you use it together with the house, because you take things through the window, put them into that area, it's considered part of the Rishus HaYochid. But even if the window is not directly open to it, it's on the side, even so, you're allowed to use this area. Why? Because since it's above more than 10 tefachim above the ground, it is a Mokum Petur. So you're allowed to take from the Rishus HaYochid, it's a Mokum Petur. So if the window is directly open to this area, or there's a door going straight into that area, it's considered part of the Rishus HaYochid, and there's no discussion, so obviously you can carry from the Rishus HaYochid to that area. Even if you have a window to the side, and you have to reach out to get to that area, but since it's 10 tefachim above the ground, it's a mokum tur. If it'll be less than 10 tefachim above the ground, then it's already a problem. Because since it's within 10 tefachim of the Rishus HaRabim, it's within the usage area of the Rishus HaRabim people also. And Mela, we can't look at it as being subordinate to the house, and it has the status of a karmelist. You know, take from the house to a karmelist.